Our Lady of La Salette is a Marian apparition reported by two children, Maximin Gerard and Melanie Calvet. It occurred at La Salette, Falavaux, France in 1846. Now, when I make these prophecy videos, my intention is not to give the details surrounding the events that took place. There's ample information on the internet if you want a more detailed account. My intention is to give the prophecies and assure you that these prophecies are approved by the Church. On the rare occasion that I will give prophecies that do not have the full approval of the Catholic Church, I will let you know, and let you know why I still believe these prophecies are relevant, but I want you to be aware so that you can make your own judgment. This is the case with the prophecies of La Salette. The apparition at La Salette is in this weird position where the apparition has been declared authentic, but the book of prophecies that Melanie wrote was actually put on the index of forbidden books. There are those who believe that she was lying about those prophecies, that the Virgin Mary did not say the things that Melanie claims in her book. I disagree. I have a hard time believing that Mary would choose a messenger that would lie about the message. I don't think that's possible. I believe the political climate of France is the reason the book was forbidden at the time. The prophecies were too hot, and some, though not necessarily included here, were critical of the Catholic clergy. That all being said, I view this all as one message, so I have not differentiated between what has been approved and what is in question. I see that the prophecies coincide with other prophecies, and we can see some of them unfolding today. So, here are the prophecies. 6 days I have given you to labor, the seventh I have kept for myself, and they will not give it to me. It is this which makes the armor of my son so heavy. Those who drive the carts around cannot swear without introducing the name of my son. These are the two things which make the armor of my son so heavy. There are none who go to Mass except for a few aged women. The rest work on Sunday all summer. Then in the winter, when they know not what to do, they go to Mass only to mock religion. During Lent, they go to the meat markets like dogs. God is going to strike in an unprecedented manner. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth. God is going to exhaust his wrath, and no one will be able to resist so many concerted woes. Many will abandon the faith. The number of priests and religious who will disassociate themselves from the true religion will be great. Many religious institutions will lose the faith entirely and will cause the loss of many souls. The Church will pass through a frightful crisis. The Holy Father will suffer greatly. I will be with him to the end to receive his sacrifice. For a time, God will not remember France or Italy because the gospel of Jesus Christ is no longer known. But the prayers, penance, and tears of the just will ascend to heaven, and the entire people of God will beg for pardon and mercy, and will ask my assistance and my intercession. Then Jesus Christ, by an act of his justice and his great mercy toward the just, will intervene, and then there will be peace, the reconciliation of God with man. Charity will flourish everywhere. The gospel will be preached everywhere, and men will make great progress in the faith, because there will be unity among the workers of Jesus Christ, and men will live in the fear of God. At the first blow of his thundering sword, the mountains and all of nature will tremble in terror, for the disorders and crimes of men have pierced the vault of the heavens. Paris will burn, and Marseille will be engulfed. Several cities will be shaken down and swallowed up by earthquakes. People will believe that all is lost. Nothing will be seen but murder. Nothing will be heard but the clash of arms and blasphemy. Water and fire in the interior of the earth will rage violently and cause terrible earthquakes, whereby mountains and cities will sink into the depths. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth! God will exhaust his wrath upon them, and no one will be able to escape so many afflictions together. Nature is asking for vengeance because of man, and she trembles with dread at what must happen to the earth stained with crime. Tremble, earth, and you who proclaim yourselves as serving Jesus Christ, and who, on the inside, only adore yourselves, tremble, for God will hand you over to his enemy, because the holy places are in the state of corruption. The chiefs, the leaders of the people of God, have neglected prayer and penance, and the devil has dimmed their intelligence. They have become wandering stars, which the old dragon will drag along with his tail to make them perish. God will allow the old serpent to cause divisions among those who reign in every society and in every family. Physical and moral agonies will be suffered. God will abandon mankind to itself and will send punishments which will follow one after the other for more than 35 years. I don't see any great pope or great monarch before an extremely great tribulation, horrifying and terrible, and general for all Christendom. But before that time, twice, there will be a short-lived peace. Two shaky, servile, doubtful popes. Rome will lose the faith and become the seat of the Antichrist. The church will be eclipsed. The world will be in consternation. But behold, Enoch and Elijah, filled with the Spirit of God, they will preach with the strength of God, and men of good will will believe in God, and many souls will be consoled. They will make great progress by the virtue of the Holy Spirit, and will condemn the devilish errors of the Antichrist. The great chastisement will come, because men will not be converted. Yet it is only their conversion that can hinder these scourges. God will begin to strike men by inflicting lighter punishments in order to open their eyes. Then he will stop, or may repeat his former warnings to give place for repentance. But sinners will not avail themselves of these opportunities. He will, in consequence, send more severe castigations, anxious to move sinners to repentance, but all in vain. Finally, the obstinacy of sinners shall draw upon their heads the greatest and most terrible calamities. We are all guilty. Penance has not been done, and sin increases daily. Those who should come forward to do good are retained by fear. Evil is great. A moderate punishment serves only to irritate the spirits, because they view all things with human eyes. God could work a miracle to convert and change the aspect of the earth without chastisement. God will work a miracle. It will be a stroke of his mercy. But after the wicked shall have inebriated themselves with blood, the scourge shall arrive. I address an urgent appeal to the earth. I summon the true disciples of God who lives and reigns in heaven. I summon the true imitators of Christ made man, the one true Savior of men. I summon my children, my true devotees, those who have given themselves to me so that I might lead them to my divine Son, those who I carry, so to speak, in my arms, those who have lived according to my Spirit. Finally, I summon the apostles of the later times, the faithful disciples of Jesus Christ, who will live in scorn of the world and of themselves, in poverty and in humility, in contempt and in silence, in prayer and in mortification, in chastity and in union with God, in suffering and unknown to the world. It is time for them to arise and come forth to enlighten the earth. Go and show yourselves as my cherished children. I am with you and in you, provided that your faith be the light that enlightens you in these days of woe. May your zeal cause you to be as famished forth glory and honor of Jesus Christ. Fight, children of light, you little number who see, for behold the time of times, the end of ends. I would like to make a few comments on some of the prophecies that were given. First, Rome will lose the faith and will become the seat of the Antichrist. This could mean that the Antichrist will be the Pope, a false Pope, no doubt. But it could also mean it more in a general sense, more of a spirit of the Antichrist. Rome will be so corrupt that it will be doing the bidding of the Antichrist, knowing or unknowing. And also, two shaky, servile, doubtful popes. This I find very interesting. Did you know that we have two popes? Now, of course, Francis is the Pope, or at least I accept that he is, but I can't ignore the problem of having two guys running around wearing white calling themselves Pope, even if one says Emeritus, and giving papal blessings. Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI has even said recently that he retains the charism of the successor of Peter or something like that. That's a problem. There can only be one pope at a time. Only one man can hold the office of Peter, and all the charisms and protections that come with it. The few times in history a pope has resigned in the past, they went back to the position that they had, wearing the clothes that they wore before, and went back to their original name. In other words, Benedict should have gone back to being Cardinal Ratzinger, red dressing and all. But instead, for the first time in history, we have a retired pope who claims to retain certain aspects of the papacy. Some Catholic scholars and canon experts have said that Benedict's resignation was not proper and that he did not resign the entire office, which would mean that he is in fact still pope. This is a minority view and one that I do not necessarily share, but it's not just some pissed off trad saying this. So when I see prophecies like this one that seem to talk like there will be two popes, I can't help but wonder, are they talking about this situation? And there's not a lot, this and a few others, like the Third Secret of Fatima, where Lucy writes, "And we saw in an immense light that is God, something similar to how people appear in a mirror when they pass in front of it. A bishop dressed in white, we had the impression that it was the Holy Father. Other bishops, priests, men and women religious, going up a steep mountain, at the top of which there was a big cross of rough-hewn trunks, as of a cork tree with the bark. Before reaching there, the Holy Father passed through a big city, half in ruins and half trembling with halting steps." On one hand, they see a man who looks like the Pope. Then they say the Pope was passing through a big city half in ruin. Until my next video, God bless.